朋友，活在耶稣里福音网站的福乐人生讲坛为你提供神仆人的圣经讲解，请收听林祥元牧师的讲道信息，认真学习圣经真理，听道并行道，做主的忠心仆人。
我们要读一节圣经就好哈。
So we are gonna read just one verse.
就是这个启示录的第二章第一节就好。
So it'll be in Revelation chapter 2, 第一节 verse 1.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中行走的。
So it says to the angels of the church in Ephesus, write the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walk among the seven golden lampstands.
还有很多圣经的哈，那我只是刚才读第一节而已哈。我今天的重点呢是说，上帝主耶稣对教会的个期许。
The main theme is God, Christ, reminder to the church.
要讲到教会的话，可以讲一百堂的道理啊。
So I can talk for 100 sermons on this.
但是呢，我们今天来看一个事情，就是说教会就是金灯台。
But I will talk on one thing about Christ's vision, and that is the golden lampstand.
当神创这个吩咐摩西造这个会幕之后。
God commanded the Moses have the tabernacle.
这个会幕里面有一个灯台。
So inside the tabernacle, there is a golden lampstand.
后来呢，到启示录的时候呢
，and in the book of Revelations,
那么很清楚告诉我们说，这个金灯台呢，其实呢是预表教会。金灯台预表教会。
So it tells us clearly that this lampstand is a symbol of the church.
那么这里呢，给我们看见两个事情。
So this helps us to see two things.
这个金灯台是用金来制造的，金就是说 pure gold.
So the golden lampstand is made with really pure refined gold.
这个金啊，就是精神的金，金呢就另外一个金呢就是金银宝石的金，金金啊，两个字。
So this is really pure refined gold.
就是说这个金是代表什么呢
？So what does this represent?
这个金啊，凡是讲到金的话。都是跟神性有关系的。
So when it talks about the pure, it represents God's character.
所以呢，这个金灯台的意思说，教会呢应该有神性。
So this tells us because the lampstand represents the church that the church needs to reflect God's character.
意思说，当人来到教会的时候
，So that means that when people come to the church,
他不单只看见很多人很热闹。
He's not looking to for the crowd and the commotion.
他要来到这个教会，他要看到神的这个成分在这个教会的里面。
What we need to help people see when they come to the church is the character of God reflected.
若是来到一个教会，只是看到人的互动的话。
So if all people see when they come to the church is just the interactions between people and people,
那个只不过是社会，那不是教会。
That is it represents community. That doesn't represent a true church.
那什么叫教会呢
？So what exactly is a church?
就是人进到这个地方来，他们看见有感觉到神在这个地方。
So it's that a community where when people come, they can sense God's presence and character.
所以呢，这个叫做教会。
So this is the church.
教会呢不在于说有一个房子。
So it's not about the building.
也不在于说一个招牌。
It's not about the sign.
也不在于说一些的家具、钢琴啊、讲台，也不在于这个东西。
It's not about the furniture, the piano, the podium or the chairs.
也不在于要什么的项目节目。
It's not about the programs.
当然我们都有这些东西。
So we have all these things.
但是这个都是外面的。
But this is just what's on the outside.
最重要的那个核心。
The essence that needs to be there.
就是人进到这个教会的时候。
So when people come into the church.
他们有没有听见神说话。
That whether they heard the word of God spoken.
是不是神的言语在这个教会里面
？So is the word of God spoken by this church?
是不是神的爱充满这个地方
？Is the love of God filling this place?
有钱的、贫穷的、有地位的、没有地位，都是用爱连在一起的。
people with wealth, people that don't have much, people that are hurting, are they all connected by God's love?
所以这个就是说, 这个是神性。
So this is the character of God.
另外我们基督徒啊,
So we as Christians.
当然刚才我讲的是神性啊。
So I talked about the character of God.
另外呢, 这个神的神性要活在我们的人性的里面。
And for us Christians, the character of God needs to be living and active inside us.
当然我们信主的时候, 我们的人性还是蛮大的, 对不对?
So even we know that when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that our human nature still exists.
但是神希望我们这个人性慢慢降下来, 神性慢慢高起来, 是吗?
But what God wants to see is our human nature decrease and God's character increase in us.
好像圣经里面一句话, 他必兴旺, 我必衰微,
So it's like the Gospel of John tells us, I must become less, he must become more.
我越来越少, 他越来越多, So
I become less, he becomes more.
我越来越小, 他越来越大,
I become smaller, he becomes bigger.
这个就是教会要做的事情。
And this is what the church needs to be.
所以呢, 我们今天, 是一个精精, 我们是用精精来制造的,
So we are like made with refined gold.
就是说我们的那个杂质要慢慢除去。
So that means the impurities need to leave us.
我记得我30几年前了。
So 30 plus years ago,
我在菲律宾侍奉。
I was serving in the Philippines.
你知道那个大女儿那个时候很小, 还是baby。
So my oldest daughter was still a baby.
那, 我那个时候还没有那个纸尿布, 还没有那么流行。
So the disposable diapers was not a common thing back then.
那个尿布还是用布来做的, 真是布的,
So most people still had cloth diapers.
那么幸亏呢, 我有这个domestic helper, 有这个帮手的那个佣人。
So we were very thankful that we had some domestic help.
因为在菲律宾嘛,
because we're in the Philippines, a lot of people did.
但是我请那个费用呢, 它是从乡下来的。
So my domestic helper is from the rural areas.
所以他对卫生呢, 不太那么的, 很小心。
So was not well versed in hygiene.
有一次我看见他这个用那个塑料的盘子洗我的孩子的尿布。
So I watched them use eating utensils while washing them.
那个塑料的盘子。 Plastic.
Plastic basin to wash the diapers.
隔天呢, 他用同样那个盆子来洗菜给我吃。
She used that same basin to wash the vegetables.
我说不要这样子。
So I asked her, please don't do that.
他说没关系。
She said, there's no problem.
他说我已经把它洗干净再来洗菜的这样子。
So she said, I washed it clean and then I washed the vegetables.
但是我看你这样子洗的话, 我就想起昨天, 你做什么, 我就吃不下我的菜了。
So when I saw her doing that, I couldn't really swallow the vegetables.
那么我就想到说, 圣经里面说什么呢?
But I reflected on God's word.
当我们信主之后,
that once we believe in God,
我们这个身体啊, 就应该成为义的器具。
So we need our bodies and become a vessel of righteousness to glorify God.
信主之前,
Before we believe in God,
我们用这个身体来满足私欲。
Our bodies were vessels of self-pleasure.
我们用这个私欲呢, 来犯罪。 这个身体来犯罪。
The vessel then leads us to sin.
但现在呢, 我们已经得救了。
But we have received salvation.
这个是个新的身体。
And this is a new body.
是个一个新的器具。
So it's a vessel of righteousness.
我们用来荣耀神。
We use it to glorify God.
所以圣经说, 你们不可以用嘴巴, 一面咒骂, 那些被神形象来创造的人, 一方面用这个嘴巴来赞美上帝。
So what the body says, we cannot use the same mouth to curse those who are made in God's image and then to use it to praise and glorify God.
我们再说到说这个金金是没有杂质的, 没有 impurities.
So we know that the pure refined gold has no impurities in it.
就是说我们侍奉神的时候,
So when we serve the Lord,
要动机纯正,
So we need to have the right motivation.
比如说你侍奉的时候,
So for example, when you serve,
人看得见,
People can see that.
人记得,
People remember that.
提到你的名的时候,
And when they bring your name up,
谢谢你的时候, 你很高兴。
So when they thank you, you're so happy.
所以你积极侍奉。
So this encouragement that makes you want to serve some more.
但是有时候人家忘记你了。
But when people forget you,
有时候是台前，有时候是幕后。
Some of your service is plainly in public that people can see. Sometimes it's behind the scenes.
忘记提你的名。
So when people forget your name,
你是不是仍然的侍奉？
Are you able to serve more and more in that circumstance?
你仍然侍奉的话，就等于说你的侍奉是精精，没有什么杂质哈。
So if you can serve in those circumstances when nobody brings your name up, then the motivation is like pure gold.
我再问你一个问题。
So let me ask you a question.
你今天的奉献。
Today you're offering.
美国政府给你抵税。
The of course you know that is a legal tax deduction in the U.S. 我
说今天美国政府说你以后的奉献不能抵税。
So if tomorrow there's a law that comes down and says there's no more tax deductions for church donations,
你还是奉献那么多吗？
Are you going to give the same donation?
如果是这样子的话，你的侍奉是金金。
So if that's the case, then that is refined gold.
有时候你帮助人的时候，
so when you help other people,
有时候人都会对你感激，哎呀，谢谢你，谢谢你，谢谢你。
So some people will give you many, many thanks.
我们说有些人点滴之恩，他涌泉相报，有没有？是不是？
So there are some people that are,
你对他好意好一点点而已，他就很感激你。
The people give you a lot of thanks for the little that you've done for them.
那罗斯说你帮助他。他都把你忘记了。
So how about the people that you help that they completely forget about you?
你还是不是愿意继续的帮助这个人？
Are you willing to continue to help that person?
弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
这些都是我们生命的试验啊。
So these are the trials of life.
试验说你的金是有杂质的呢，还是 pure gold？
So this is a refining of your life to see that if whether your life is refined gold or is full of impurity.
神希望盼望看见金金，不是有杂质的金。
So God's hope is that He sees a refined gold, not the impure gold.
另外看见那个金也代表说，我们应该把最好的来献给上帝。
So this gold of the lampstand also tells us that we need to give our very best to the Lord.
因为那个金灯台的金是从百姓的奉献拿出来的，是吗？
Because that gold of with which the lampstand is made is made from the gold that was offered from the people.
这个金是很贵重的金。
So this is precious gold.
是最好的金。
It's the best gold.
讲明说什么呢？
So what does this tell us?
上帝配得我们将最好的献给他。
Is that God is worthy of our very, very best.
他们以前奉献的时候，
So when they took offerings in the ancient days,
这个 sacrifice 的时候，献祭的时候，
When they made sacrifices,
他们献的那些羊啊，都是最健康最好的羊，不能够献病羊。
So the lamb that was offered was the best of the best. You cannot offer a sick lamb.
你不能说，哎呀，这个羊快死了，赶紧奉献，死掉不能奉献。
You can't say that, oh, that sick lamb is dying and let's sacrifice it quickly so it doesn't go to waste.
啊，你看这只羊有皮肤病的。
So if you see that there's a skin disease on the lamb,
又不好看又不好吃。
It's an ugly lamb that is not going to taste good.
也不好卖。
It's impossible to sell.
最好用来奉献。
You can't say, oh, this is great for sacrifice.
Tax deductible.
Is it because it's tax deductible?
No.
That is not the case.
上帝配得我们将最好的献给他。
Because God is worthy of our very best offering.
你知道利未人啊。
You know the Levites.
啊，上帝征召他们啊 ，draft 他们来去做圣殿里面的事情嘛。
They were drafted and called to serve in the temple of God.
你知道他们有几岁侍奉到几岁吗
？Do you know is the age range that they serve in the temple?
20 to 50.
So from age 20 to 50.
恐怕我们这里有一些人已经应该退下来，包括我自己在内啊。
So that probably doesn't include many of us.
我意思是说，为什么是20 to 50呢
？Why is 20 to 50？
因为是人的最精壮的时候。
Because those are the best years of your life, the years of your youth and strength.
我们年轻的时候，有首诗歌常唱，现在已经不唱了。
So perhaps we can sing mightily hymns when we're young, but now we don't sing anymore.
有首诗歌啊。
There's a hymn that we sing.
我不晓得里面唱过没有。Give up your best to your master.
Oh, give your best to your master. That's an old hymn.
Yeah. 献你年轻，把你最好的献给主。
To give you the best to your master.
献你年轻的力量。
To give your the best of your youth.
你知道吗？韩国教会。
So you know, in the Korean church.
你现在韩国很有钱了、啊，现在哈、啊。
So the, you we know, South Korea is a very prosperous country.
以前很穷的。
They was not so be in the beginning.
50年前很穷的。
50 years ago, they were a very poor nation.
但是他们那个时候教会已经慢慢兴旺起来了。
At that time, the church has begun to grow there.
他们吃的很简单。
They eat very simple.
等一下我们吃的不简单。
So, it's not like what we're about to receive.
但是他们教会聚餐的时候。
But when they have a love feast, a potluck gathering.
他们就有两个东西。
They have two things.
白饭。
They have white rice.
另外呢、kimchi 你们都知道了、啊、
They have kimchi.
Kimchi 下白饭，白饭下 kimchi.
So that was it. Just white rice and kimchi.
大家都穿得很简单。
Their dress was very simple.
吃得很简单。
They eat very simple.
但是他的住更简单，他的地方住的地方。
Their places of living were very simple.
但是他的教会漂亮得不得了。
But the church was beautiful.
我们可能是刚刚相反，说不定。
So perhaps we're the opposite here.
他们住得很简单，吃得很简单，穿得很简单，但是教会很漂亮。
So they eat simply, they dress simply, and they live simply, but their church was beautiful.
他们觉得上帝是值得我们将最好的献给他。
Because they know that God is worthy of us giving our very best.
那些人也很尊重传道人。
They had great respect for pastors.
我的亲家是韩国人。
So my son-in-law is Korean, right?
我的女婿是韩国人，我的所有亲家是韩国人呢。
My son-in-law and his parents are Korean.
跟我们年纪差不多。
They're about the same age.
那我们成为亲家之后呢，我们就应该是很熟的。我说你叫我的，我叫他 Paul， 因为他的名字叫 Paul 啊。
So we became very familiar and comfortable with each other once our kids got married.
那么我就邀请他说：“你叫我的名就可以了，不要叫什么林牧师。刚还没有结婚之前都叫我林牧师嘛，他们。
”So I call him Paul and I asked him to just call me my name. You don't have to call me Pastor Lam.
结婚那么多年了，他们结婚那么多年，还仍然叫我林牧师 Pastor Lam. 我说不要叫我 Pastor Lam, call my first name. 他们死都不肯。
So I kept asking them, you can call me by my first name, but they won't. They still call me Pastor Lam.
你是神的仆人嘛、啊
because they said, you are God's servant.
我一定要叫你林牧师。
I have to call you Pastor Lam.
就是他们就是对神的那个教会那么的尊重。
And this represents their utmost respect for the church and people that serve in it.
弟兄姐妹，我们应该把最好的献给主。
Brother and sister, we need to give our very best to the Lord.
好。这个是灯台，那灯台用来做什么呢
？So this is the lampstand, and what is the function of the lampstand?
灯台呢是用来发光的。
So the lampstand is to give light.
但是呢，那个灯台还没有造之前呢，是一块金，然后打造，变成一个灯台。
The lamp was initially a piece of gold, and after much work and refinement, it becomes a lampstand.
所以教会呢。要慢慢才成为一个灯台的，不是一下子成为一个灯台的，是吧
？You see, it takes time for the church to become a lampstand. It doesn't become a lampstand right away.
是一个过程的。
So there is a process.
本来是一块金，打造成为一个灯台。
Because it comes from a piece of gold, then it's worked and refined into a lampstand.
所以教会通常都会经过一个，有时候是痛苦的过程。
So there is a process that church undergoes, and sometimes the process of growth is a painful one.
但是呢，这个是个过程。
But this is a process.
我说一句话就简来总结这一段这句话。
So I will give you a simple summary.
那么神怎么来打造这个教会呢
？How does God refine the church?
就是说我们要做门徒训练，大家都要被训练。
So we need to have discipleship training.
你知道什么的这个神用什么办法呢训练你做门徒呢
？So you know how God trains you to be a disciple？
你可能会想到说，哎呀，什么项目、节目啊，什么的材料啊。
So perhaps you will think of like programs and materials。
我告诉各位，现在一个常常神所用的一个材料。
So I want to tell you a material that God uses often。
用来做门徒训练的。
For discipleship training。
就是用个你最不喜欢的一个人啊。
So he uses the person that you like the least.
就是常常使你生气那个人。
So the one that you get mad at the most.
甚至使到你很难过那个人。
Somebody that makes you feel very bad.
用来做门徒训练最好的材料。
So this is the best discipleship material.
我们读一大堆，哇，读啊读，背啊背啊背啊背啊。
So you can read through the Bible and memorize many verses.
可能你增加很多的 knowledge, information.
So your knowledge increases.
但是你的生命没有成长。
But this doesn't necessarily grow your life.
直到神用一个你不喜欢那个人。
So God uses the person you like the least.
用来打造你。
To refine you.
就好像箴言书所说的。
So just like what it says in Proverbs.
铁磨铁磨出刃来。
It says that
iron sharpens iron.
So iron sharpens iron.
就这样子就变成一把刀出来了。
So the is the friction of the iron together that makes a sharp knife.
灯台放在哪里啊?
So where does the lampstand sit?
各位，圣经说基督徒教会就是盐嘛，是不是？你们是盐是光，是不是？
The we know that we are the salt and light of the earth.
盐应该放在哪里啊?
So where does the salt go?
哦，盐应该放在盐的瓶子里面啊。
So the salt is in the salt shaker.
No,
it's not really the case.
不是这样子的。
It shouldn't be that way.
盐不是放在盐的瓶子里面。
So the salt doesn't belong in the salt shaker.
盐应该放在菜的里面，是吗？
So the salt belongs in the meal.
基督徒不能够整天躲在这个教会的盐的瓶子里面的。
So we as Christians cannot hide in the salt shaker of the church.
哎呀，我们这里正好彼此相爱，都好啊！你抱着我，我抱着你。
So that means that you cannot hide in the sanctuary of the company of other people in the church, other people that like you.
好像盐一样，你一样我，我也一样你，这样子啊。
So we cannot salt each other.
盐应该放在菜的里面。
So we need to put the salt in the meal.
影响这个社会。
So that is the community. We need to exert effect in the community.
你知道吗？这个以弗所这个地方啊。
Do you know the place that was known as Ephesus?
保罗在那边传福音之后。
Paul preached the gospel there.
哇，那些拜偶像的、行法术的，悔改了，把他们的书啊拿出来烧啊。
So you know those people that used to practice witchcraft and worship idols, they took all their magic and witchcraft books and burned them all.
以弗所是一个拜偶像拜得很离谱、很厉害的一个地方。
It was Ephesus was a place where idol worship was rampant.
那么神就把那个教会放在以弗所。
So God put that church, especially in Ephesus.
啊，最多偶像的。最需要教会是吗
？Because the place with the most idols is a place that needs the church the most.
你现在会不会在外面那个手电筒来照来照去？不会的。
So right now in under the hot sun, will you take a flashlight?
你不需要的。
You don't need a flashlight.
因为有太阳光啊。
Right、Because there's the sunlight.
但是在黑暗的时候。
But in the dark.
在黑夜的时候。
During the dark night.
你就需要光了。
That is when you need the light.
什么叫光啊？
What is the light?
很简单，我讲四个字就结束了。
So I'm going to tell you four words.
四个 good 这个字哈。好的意思哈。
Yeah, four good.
Good life.
So good life.
你的生活，你的品格，你的道德。
And that is your life, your moral character.
这个就是光。
This is good light.
第二。
The number two.
Good news.
Good news.
刚才那个第二个弟兄叫什么名字？尤奇。在那里
，Eat，
在那里，他走了。做见证那个弟兄，
恩姐
在那里？
恩姐在这边。
哇，他真厉害啊！两句话就把那个圣经的那个精华就能够念出来。
So you see, NJ expressed the gospel in two simple words.
他应该叫做。他应该叫做 Matthew Thompson the Second or Junior.
So he's a clone of Matthew.
非常非常的感谢神。Good news, 这个就是福音。
So this is the good news, the gospel.
基督活出一个完美的生活。
We as Christians need to...
基督。
Christ lives out the gospel.
I try to copy from him. 基督活出完美的生活。
So Christ lived a perfect life.
然后为我们死在十字架上面。
He died on the cross for us.
把他的义送给我们。
He gave us his righteousness.
以致我们能够与神和好。
so that we can restore our fellowship with God.
This is the gospel. 这是福音啊。
That is the gospel.
他讲得非常清楚。
So he spoke that clearly.
因为 Pastor Matt 讲得非常清楚。
Because Pastor Matt taught it very clearly.
什么叫做 good? 什么叫做光啊?
What is the light?
就是 good life.
So good life.
Good news.
Good news.
第三个是 good deed.
Number three is good deeds.
对这个世界有影响的。
So we need to influence the world.
祝福这个世界。
We need to bless our community.
祝福这个社会。
We need to bless our society.
在洛杉矶有个教会。
So in Los Angeles, there's a church.
在一个非常的危险的地区。
It's in a very dangerous community.
Inner city.
Inner city.
你都不敢去那个地方。
It's a place you wouldn't want to step foot in.
就有一个教会。
But there's one church.
这个教会呢是24小时都开放的教会。
It's a 24 hours open door church.
这个教会后来写了一本书叫做 A Church That Never Sleeps. 从来不睡觉的教会。
So somebody wrote a book about this. It's called A Church That Never Sleeps.
为什么这样子呢?
Why is that?
因为他们要服务那个最有需要、最黑暗的那个地区啊。
So they need to serve the place that has the most need, the darkest of places.
有一次有一个女士，单亲女士。
So there was a single woman.
她忘记钥匙，是那个这个就是丢掉她的钥匙的。
She lost her keys.
不能够进门。
Can't go inside.
他也没有钱打电话去 locksmith 来替他开门。
He didn't have any money to ask a locksmith to open the door for him.
因为你叫他来晚上了，起码250块到300块。
So you call a locksmith in the middle of the night, it's going to be $300.
所以他就很愁烦。
So she was very worried.
他就想到那个教会。
So she thought about that church.
打电话给牧师。
So she called the pastor.
已经是凌晨了。
It's in the middle of the night.
他说牧师啊。
He's a pastor.
我进不了门了。
I can't get in my front door.
有人帮助我吗?
Can anybody help me?
那个牧师有。
The pastor says yes.
立刻来。
So he came right away.
告诉我们你的地址。
He asked for her address.
不久呢，有个弟兄就去了。
So there's a brother that went.
就立刻替他开了。
So and opened the lock for her.
那个姐妹就谢谢那个牧师。
So the sister thanked the pastor.
那个弟兄真了不起。
I said that was a great brother.
你们人才济济啊。
So you have many talented people in your church.
连这个 locksmith 都有啊。
Yeah, even a
开锁的有啊。
Yeah, even a locksmith that can help me.
他说那个其实不是专业开锁的。
So he said, well, actually, he's not a locksmith.
他以前是做小偷的。
He was used to be a professional thief.
他进人的家不需要钥匙的。
So he doesn't need a key to get in any house.
不过他信主了。
But now he believes in the Lord.
生命改变了 good life.
So God turned his life into good life.
Because of the good news.
Because of the news.
Good news.
So he uses his good deeds to serve the community.
弟兄姐妹，这个就是光。
This is the light.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
Good life.
Good life.
Good news.
好消息。好的生命。
好的消息。
Good life, good news.
还有好的服务。
And good deeds.
这个就是祝福这个社区，教会就有增长。
This is a blessing to society and the church will grow.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
过去10年在我们身上的带领。
The 10 years of leading that he gave us.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献？ 来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。